It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
No.
Uh-oh.
The number to call in, should you choose, 845-986. Is this working? 880. What the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's working.
Is it working on
there?
Yeah, looks like it is.
I'm not
check.
Much.
Yeah.
Nope.
Check.
No, you're not getting anything.
I said don't talk. Check. What the fuck is going on? Why is my mic always the one that's not working? Now, it's working when I do that, right?
I don't see it.
It's right there.
Okay.
Check.
You might have shortened your mic.
Yeah, maybe.
Could be the cable.
All right.
I'm going to introduce the show, and then I'm going to fucking take it. All right. Number to call, is it going right now? It goes 845-986-8804. No.
No. You know, it's like start the show with, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah. Mission control.
Call in 845.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What the fuck? Wait a minute. That's too many letters.
88. Houston, we got a problem.
What's a W? You know, like, put on the last S for savings. You know?
No. Actually, there's an entire generation of people out there who can't do that anymore.
Oh, I know.
So far.
I know. That's true.
The worded phone numbers are dead.
I know, that's true. Ugh. You know? Yeah, I know. The word phone numbers. Or you remember when they used to have the Murray Hill 5 and, you know?
Oh,
like,
no. Yes, I do.
Right?
That's terrible.
Yeah, well, that's how all that stuff started. But it's like...
Cell phone generations.
Yeah, no idea what we're talking about.
No.
I work with somebody who has trouble. I mean, admittedly, people have bad handwriting, but she often brings things that are in script over to me and says, "Can you make out what this says?" And it's like, "Yeah, I can make it out because I'm as old as the people who wrote that." but she's young.
That's great.
And she has trouble with cursive.
That's a shame.
And I'm like, "See, this is the problem with not teaching it is that now we olds are writing in Sanskrit as far as they're concerned,
it's
right?
It's a foreign language to them, honestly. We now live in a world where my teenagers synced their sneakers to their phone.
What?
Yeah, I wish I was lying.
Well,
I really wish I was lying.
They have
a Bluetooth device in their sneakers.
Okay.
That was synced to their phone.
Hold on 1 second, please.
Okay.
Check. Are we working? There we go. Check. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Got a show.
That's Sensei Russ.
What's up?
That's Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
I'm fucking Jimmy ringing a bullshit show. You know who I am.
But it's your bullshit.
You don't know who the fuck I am. Kill yourself. How do you like that shit?
Oh, you're in a great
Davin.
Mood today.
Wow. Well, I was in a fucking fine mood.
This is his stuff. Davin's dead.
Yeah.
This
my
is
shit.
Yeah, and he's working tech right now instead
spend
of being
fucking,
a host.
Spend hours during the week doing fucking social media shit just for the tech not to work.
I know. Well, it's Tuesday.
I got to get a fucking cable. Somebody's going to Guitar Center. There's a plug.
Nice.
somebody has to buy shit. All right. Am I working now?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. You're so
the hardest working man in showbiz.
Hardly working man in show business. Joe is out tonight.
Yes.
Oh, Joe.
But, yeah. All right. So, yeah. So, your kids are hooking up their phones to their sneakers?
Synced their sneakers to their phone.
Why?
Because somebody had an idea to put a chip inside of a shoe.
Uh-huh.
What brand is it? Under Armour. That has Bluetooth. And I'm not kidding. My children, my teenagers, Bluetooth their shoes to their phone. It shows their location, how many steps they take, how fast they're walking, and all that stuff.
You know what it also shows?
I'm not even kidding.
When you're banging somebody who's got like a boyfriend or girlfriend, and your sneakers,
young teenagers. Well, dude, I'm not there yet. Please,
no.
I'm so not there yet.
Well, no. Some of them are not so young.
Mine are. I'm so not there.
All right. So other sneakers. Yeah. Now, in Russell's little fantasy world, nothing's going on.
Yes.
But for the rest of us,
nothing is going. They're not in school. They're home.
Sometimes you ban. Sometimes you're doing the old PPP. OPP, as the kids say, other people's property, other people's pussy. And your sneakers.
Nobody under 35 has any idea what you're talking about.
Well, that's why I'm explaining.
I'm just throwing
that's
it out
a classic
there.
Song. Everybody knows
I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, you know me.
Well, maybe not if Pip sing it. Maybe.
Yeah.
Naughty by Nature. Great band, great song. But anyway, sometimes you're hitting when you should be quitting. But
wow.
And your sneakers are under the wrong bed. Now we could track you down.
Nice.
It's yeah. a long way to go for that.
That is a
holy
positive
shit.
Thing.
Wow.
The girls went for a walk the other night, and with their shoes synced to an app.
You can track it. That's great
exactly.
for parents.
It's a little comforting, you know.
Well, it's good for tracking.
When they get
stalking.
To college, they're going to be like, "That was Big Brother," you know. They'll be burning
right.
their shoes on campus, but.
But
yeah.
it is good for seeing how many steps you took.
Yeah, but you can get like
what
you
exercise.
Can get this for your phone
it,
or your watch.
Fitbit.
Yeah. It's just out of control, though. This technology is not growing rapidly. It's growing exponentially.
I don't sync up to shit. I don't put my location devices on. With the amount of, first of all, it's not safe.
No.
Unless I plan on getting kidnapped, then I wish I had it on. But with the amount of shit I'm into, with the way I'm juggling scammers right now.
Yeah, oh yeah. Somebody
yeah.
track your ass down.
It's just too much. As it is, I am shocked I get away with the nonsense I do. It's like, don't you bitches Google?
No, it's amazing.
And then now we're posting this shit in all the social media, and I'm like, Adam, our social media guy, actually followed one of the scammers that I'm talking to. I'm like, dude, unfollow. Like, he followed with the Davin's Den radio
show.
Oh,
no,
I told him to unfollow. He still has an unfollow. I'm like,
wow.
dude.
No. You're ruining it, man. Like, you're ruining it.
Like,
but he's not. I mean, it hasn't ruined it, but I want him like, fucking stop. As it is, I'm like cautious, like when I post on Instagram, because that's where all my bitches be right now. I've had them on
Instagram
Facebook.
Instagram bitches. Wow,
I haven't brought my Twitter bitch to the area, but I'm like filthy with scammers on Instagram. I'm like, dude, you cannot follow her.
What is he, C-blocking you? I mean, what
no,
is he thinking?
No, it's just like, because I got to create these stories, and doing a radio show about scammers is never part of the story I create.
No. Yeah. It's like, you know, by the way, not you, Sweetums, but we deal with
well,
scammers.
That's where I might be with the new one. I'm that because she's pretty hep.
Okay,
but we'll see. We'll
you
see.
Got a new one on the hook,
dude. I got a couple new ones on the hook. I'm casting people out. But nice. I was telling Pip before the show. One I find very intriguing, and I learned about the scam that she's involved with, which has to do with social media and investments
Ooh.
And cryptocurrency.
Oh no, that's the worst.
But yeah. and Forex, yeah. foreign exchanges, and everything. So I'm thinking I might bring that to the air.
You should.
Yeah, the next
People
week
should
or
get
so.
Informed about cryptocurrency because
yes.
it's
well, I did
imaginary.
That
yeah, we have.
And yeah, it's scary stuff.
I'm surprised that anybody's still dealing with it.
People
well,
it's
are.
Not imaginary. It's as
it
fucking
is.
Real
there's
as a
nothing,
piece of paper.
There's nothing behind it.
It's called. It's a blockchain. You have to
there's
believe in
it.
You believe a $10
it.
Bill is worth $10.
But there's something, a bank
Until
backs
not.
That banknote. In my country,
right? Well, but you're
yeah,
right.
So
right,
the country
you're
of origin.
But there used
but
to be
thing,
gold
you,
behind
you can
it.
Go to company. You can go to companies like Subway and to buy a sandwich with cryptocurrency. Some of the bigger banks are getting
that's,
involved
that's
with
insane.
It, trading it.
It's
so once
insane.
Once the mainstream gets involved, it's just it's like anything else.
Well,
it's something that's not going to be good
because you're old.
No, it doesn't end well. I thought about investing in it, and
well,
I saw
it's volatile.
The radical swings.
Yeah.
I saw that, so that was a red flag. So I'm like, all right, it's a lot of volatility there.
You got it. Well, I mean,
but I start reading more and digging in deep, and I'm like, all right, so this is good if you're like North Korea or a Russian mobster.
Yeah, no, it's good for that. He can't track it. Although all the transactions are verified on something called the blockchain.
Yes.
So you see where the money is.
Yes.
I mean, listen, if you're gonna do it, here's the problem. We could create a Rust for Deco coin, and if somebody buys it, it's not backed by anything. But you could create the Rust for Deco coin. What you have to do is you have to go to the bigger ones like Ethereum. Or Bitcoin, which are the more widely used one. You know, we busted down the whole BitConnect Ponzi scheme thing that happened with our old friends Craig and Juliana.
I mean,
you got to be careful what's out there. But we've talked about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was thinking about investing in it at one point, but I'm like, nah. But my girlfriend, I don't know if she's my girlfriend. That's another thing too. For you.
Really?
There's a mutual interest.
What website platform? What social media platform?
Oh, Instagram.
Instagram girlfriend. Instagram. Wow, all right. Is she one of like an Instagram model?
She's hot. I don't know.
Really? Davin with a hot Instagram.
Oh,
chick.
They're all hot when they fucking
That's come. Fantastic.
Dude, you don't understand. The pimp hands are strong online. Pip, verify.
Very. Very. I'm holding up my hand fake and I'm Davin, wagging it like
extremely
it's a
charming.
Really?
Fake.
Wow.
Fake Davin has game.
Fake
really?
Davin,
as opposed to real Davin.
Real Davin in a bar, not good. But online, he's good. Yeah.
Fake Davin in a bar sits in the corner. No, real Davin sits in the corner. Fake Davin's got mad bitches. Don't give two fucks.
Yeah, no.
Fake Davin's got a pussy wagon.
Yeah, he
Fake Davin does have the pussy wagon. You darn tootin' he does.
That's fantastic.
Smells a little randy, but it's a good wagon.
You think you know somebody, man.
Oh, no. That's dude, fantastic. I've gotten them to write porn.
That's fantastic.
He has.
I
not good porn,
but
they
know.
Funny
but I mean,
porn.
Joe's talked about this time again. We were talking about it before the show. I very often am the best part of their day.
Yeah,
because they're talking to these other guys that are like falling for their looks and bop bop bop.
You're
oh,
so beautiful.
Are you the sensitive guy who wants to get to know them?
There's some of that, but I'm also, but I'm also an asshole, though, too. Yeah. Like, I'll bust my chops.
Oh, you gotta be. It keeps them interested.
I'll tell them I banged somebody last night.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they stay.
That's fantastic.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
What was the name of this?
Fake Davin is everything real Davin should have been.
I'm serious. You missed the boat on that one.
I really
was. We need more fake Davin.
Who are you string along with that? Telling him about the Vasiola sisters who lived down
there. Oh, that was Belinda.
That was Belinda. The Vasiolas.
That sounds bad in general.
That just sounds slippery.
Yeah, that just sounds like, wow, that's trouble. It just sounds bad.
It does sound bad.
Yeah, you want to stay away from those sisters.
Yeah, no. That's a visit to the doctor.
Yeah,
absolutely.
A shot of penicillin in your ass.
Let's put it this way. Yeah. With fake Davin, an ex or a new conquest always works its way into the relationship somehow.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I keep them on the hook. I got a bunch of these stories I have to bring.
Pimp Daddy.
And now I brought it to the stage. I did it.
did you? That's awesome.
I brought it because what happened was right before I went on stage when I was in Florida where the wife and the daughter were at the show.
Oh,
I got hit up by a brand new Instagrammer. So I started talking to her beforehand for the show. And then I read it on the stage.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And they fucking loved it.
That's crazy.
So
that's
now
pushed into context. So you got fake Davin and real Davin together.
But
on stage. That's just brilliant.
I'm pitching the radio show, explaining what we do and everything with the scammers. And I go, here, let me give you a little taste. I do it. And I'm educating them things to look for when they're dealing with these people online. So they're getting the knowledge. They're laughing at it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be my new closing bit.
You're inspiring cheating husbands. This is good.
I don't think I'm doing that.
No, I don't think so.
No.
I'm protecting people.
I'm just teasing. Yes,
yeah.
Yes. No.
I tell them
good.
Straight up. I go, if you guys ever wanted to see a retarded superhero, tonight's your lucky night.
No, I've always supported that you do that. And that was a big part of what got, I think, our friendship. Grew from that after I realized you were involved in that. That's a good thing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
But I did run into your wife and lovely daughter while shopping.
Which lovely daughter?
Yes.
Which daughter's this?
You're only one, you
Stop
nut.
Now.
She's a good kid. But I ran into them while shopping for school supplies with...
Well, you're going into fifth grade now.
My two daughters.
Okay.
Yeah. So, no, the boys were done. The boys had that list. For some reason in high school, they think it's fun to give the supply list for each class the first day of school.
That's stupid.
So if you have younger kids and older kids, you have to get the younger kids done first and go back to Walmart, Target, and ShopRite.
And the sales are already over.
Correct. And do it again. So that's what we had to do. So it's the first day of school. The girls have most of their supply list, so I go. And I ran into your wife and daughter. I asked your daughter, so how is it seeing Daddy on stage?
No.
And she just looked at me like, okay. And I'm like, That usually means 3 to 5 years of psychiatric treatment. And I've seen you lie before. I was like, was he silly? And she goes, yeah, he was silly. Just like that. So let's go, you know, goes, you know, she'll be all right. Just like that, like, you know, typical mom, like, we got her, she's good.
Well, here's the best compliment I could get. My wife said she didn't check her phone once.
Really?
And my wife, ooh. And the wife even, like, tried to play a game with her to see how interested she was, because they play games on the phones. Didn't even check.
That's
her.
Excellent news.
But she'd never seen me amped. You guys have seen me on stage, you've seen me amped. You guys have also hung out with me socially.
Yeah, you only get amped when she doesn't do her homework. Yeah. That's the only time she sees amped. No, do your homework.
No, but I'm pretty calm.
The bus is coming. Get up.
I'm pretty calm in real life. I'm pretty chill.
Yeah,
you're
laid back.
I'm laid back. But on stage,
yeah,
fucking firing off. I'm, you know.
Yeah, I've seen.
And she did hear the joke that where I go pussy 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 pussy.
Yeah.
What a proud moment.
I know. Right? She's like, wow, that's my dad.
Awesome.
Well, that's a Trump joke. That's a Trump joke that I turn into a CNN joke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, but yeah, she'll be all right.
Yeah, she'll get over it. She'll get over it.
Absolutely.
But thank God she saw Daddy do well. Because if Daddy ate his dick for an hour.
Yeah, if you bombed,
like,
that would have been. Yeah.
Mom, we really have to do something about Dad.
Thank God you have a good job, Mommy.
Especially what Dad's doing in the basement every Tuesday.
Daddy's not very good at anything, is he?
No.
Yeah, no. She sees the two losers stumble down the stairs every week. She knows what goes on.
That's fantastic. Wow.
All right, on the show. I should fucking intro this show.
What are we doing?
Let's start the show.
We got the school.
We never started the show. We went from technical difficulties to this.
Well, you guys filled well.
That's all. Thank you.
And now we're going to.
All right, what do you got? What are we doing?
We're doing a school of fools as kids get arrested for threatening mass shootings. New schools are being designed to keep kids safe from mass shooters. A 9-year-old girl can't wear a tank top because her shoulders are distracting to her classmates.
Nine.
Yep.
Speaking of nine, the Burning Man has an exhibit where naked Barbies are marched at gunpoint into ovens.
That has context to it. Scary. Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Drunks of the News with some of the world's most unusual drinks.
Nice.
And Russ has put together a fine ensemble of political pounding where we determine how badly fucked are we getting by the politicians.
My specialty.
So
you saw
political
the sounds?
Pounding sounds kind of sexy, though.
Cool.
Can't do the bit without that.
No. Pip's excited now.
Woo!
Chair Scotch Garden. We're good.
Oh, no. No, it's not that kind of pounding.
Your money goes to Scotch Garden.
Oh, come on.
It's the bad kind of pounding. Right. Yeah.
Your contributions go to Scotch Garden.
Nice. Yes. There you go.
Yes.
Because of you, Pip's allowed inside.
That's rough.
Should be part of the read. We'd like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for allowing Pip inside.
She starts digging her nails in my forearm. I'm going home.
No, she knows.
Why would I do this?
No, she knows. We throw down a little kitty litter.
Oh, no, kitty litter.
All right. So I guess I'll start us off. Wow, fuck. 21 minutes and... We had some interesting conversations. It's just weird when the show doesn't start properly.
Yeah,
What? There's nothing proper about this show, so we'll just keep rolling.
It fits the ensemble.
The what now?
The ensemble. It just goes with it.
Oh, I should announce that we're going to be doing a real quick Facebook Live after the show. We'll do a little recap, a little 5 minutes. Russ, you're welcome to hang around if you want to. You don't have to. But Pip and I will be doing our first Facebook Live. We're going to make this... A feature of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys have been following, we're a lot more present on social media. And
I'm so sorry.
Really?
There's more of that. We've brought in somebody in charge of our social media, and he's got us active on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. And
Devin's got whoas coming out of his ear.
Devin always had whoas.
He always had the whoas.
Adam's social media is hurting my whore game.
No.
Because now all these bitches get to see me fucking talking shit like promoting the show and everything.
And they're like, what are you talking about, hon?
But,
yeah, don't worry about it.
I've gotten called on the carpet before by scammers.
Yeah, you have.
With the radio show, I was talking about
Mr. Devin.
Yeah,
that was my favorite one.
All right,
that bitch was crazy. I'm sorry.
Yes.
That bitch was a nut.
Oh,
she's still with us.
Really? Wow.
If you want, we'll do a segment when you're here next time. I just don't know.
That would be hysterical.
All right, we could do that.
Yeah.
All right, that's fine.
What is the FBI guy? Whatever the fuck it
Brown
was.
Cotton.
Brown Cotton, yes! That had me rolling. I'm sorry,
fucking asshole Melvin Santos.
Yes, fucking asshole.
All right, you know what? Remind me next time Russ is in.
We'll do it.
Because I don't do it when we have guests.
It's just hysterical.
I know, but she's funny.
It really is. She's the best
but
one.
I just feel like it doesn't really give our guests a chance to shine.
No, I don't care.
She's my favorite. I have all your scammers. She's like.
Oh, you don't.
One.
Oh, you have no idea. No, there's better.
Yeah.
Anne's not a scammer.
But she's just caught in a world of
madness.
Yeah.
She's caught in the web.
Yeah, she's amazing.
She was alleged to be a scammer.
We need more people like that.
No, we don't. That's what I'm trying to fight.
She hears Calliope music all day long.
He's giving her money to a general or something like that? I remember that.
Well, the Marines.
The Marine, that's right. Some high-ranking Marine.
Who's that? Green?
Yes, Green.
And then there's Miller. James H. Miller.
I'm a fan. I am a fan.
So I went to the Jets game on. I went to the Jets opening day on Sunday, as I often go to Jets opening day because it's the best time to go to a Jet game. Okay. They have no losses.
My condolences.
Settle down, Dolphins. Please, please. Flipper and a tuna fish net has done better fucking than the Miami Dolphins.
Honestly.
Oh really?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I haven't watched football in 25 years.
What? Really? Because of that?
My team's the worst in NFL.
I didn't.
Marino retired and the team died.
Yeah, they have a great mascot.
Yeah, I know. The dolphin thing. Yeah, it's great. I like dolphins. Who doesn't like dolphins? I swim with them when I go to the Bahamas. But the football team, it's like the JV league.
It's so terrible.
Oh, it's the worst. Painful. It really is. Always had a bad defense, but they built a team around Marino. He was, second coming when it comes to quarterbacks. The guy was just amazing by anyone's standards.
Right.
And that's it. He got old, as athletes do, and I haven't watched football since I was in high school.
Oh, man.
There's nothing to watch.
Yeah. It's too sad to watch loss after loss after
loss.
You know?
Well, speaking of loss after loss.
But I still have my Jets my Jets fan friends to pick on.
Well, did you hear him
you know
speaking
why?
Of losses?
And here's why. The Jets fans always amaze me since the time I was young. They're hopeful.
Yes.
They never lost their hope.
That's not true.
And it's so cute.
That's
coming
true.
From a Dolphins fan who just abandoned hope of Marino retired.
Because you're a quitter.
We put hope in a chest, chained it, cemented it, and dropped it in the fucking ocean.
Because you're a quitter.
Yeah, no. We're not a quitter. Marino retired. As I said, God retired. So, and that's it. The universe went to shit.
It's in the stadium,
hope is gone. All hope is gone.
Abandoned hope.
All's gone. So there were people burning jerseys. It was a friggin' mess. So we abandoned hope. Upon Marino retiring.
Right.
The Jets have kept that hope the entire time, which we find fucking hysterical. Because every season it's like, I remember, what was his name? Testaverde College. And they were psyched, drunk college kids in a bar with their Jets. Testaverde! Yeah! The next Marino! No, sorry. What was it, like a 7-6 year or some shit like that?
No, they went to the championship game.
Oh, you guys suck. He choked. He was a choker.
No, he didn't.
And then there was the other guy.
He's not the reason they lost.
Every time
you don't even know what shit you're talking.
I have flashbacks from my college days.
Yeah, but you're
every
wrong.
Every time they get a new player.
You were out of college by then.
Every time they get, no, I wasn't.
Yes, actually. You were. 98 was their great year with
I graduated in 99.
Oh, you took a long time.
Really?
Yeah, you did.
Anyway.
You did. You're a year younger than me, and I didn't go quickly. I was 4.5 years.
I didn't go quickly either.
No, clearly not.
No, I worked, made some money, had a lot of fun.
Didn't retain anything about the sports landscape of
at all.
No,
at
nothing.
All. Like I said, Marino retired. It was done. It was it,
His
so
last game, they got bitch
slapped. I just remember every time, and it's still true to this day, the goddamn Jets, every time they score a new player who's supposed to be like, going to revitalize the team, and we're going to get that Super Bowl this year. It's like, epic fail. You guys suck. And it's friggin' it's the same thing every year. I could almost equate it to being a Boston Red Sox fan in the 80s and
90s. I was going to say, but the Boston Red Sox get it for being the biggest losers that just sat there and being hopeful and hopeful. But they got their day in the sun.
Yes. For Jets fans, though, every year is 1986 baseball. Every year is the year they should have won. The Mets should not have won that World Series.
Right.
The Boston Red Sox were supposed to go, and everybody in Boston cried, and beer sales went through the roof. And that's what happened.
Yes.
So every year for a Jets fan is 1986 Major League Baseball, but for football. Because they think they're going. They got the guy, they got the team, and they're charged. Even Dav, he's got green on right now while we're doing the show.
I'm not a quitter.
You're not a quitter. You just accept reality after a while. You just pack it in. Our guy retired. We knew our team would suck after that. You guys get a new guy every year, and it's like, oh, yeah, we got him. And it's like, well, watch. He's going to break his leg or fall down a fucking flight of steps. It's like what? Or he's just going to choke.
Can't even argue with that's the problem.
It is a problem. I tell you, I know several Jets fans, yeah. And they're the most entertaining sports fans ever.
I was going to say you're very quiet over there. I never see.
He knows I'm right.
Quiet.
Well, because they were up 16-0 on Sunday, and I said, "I go, they're going to lose this. They're blowing it," and they lost. They lost 17-16.
And here's why, Davin.
Oh my God.
Gets to see that because over the past 30 years, maybe 35 mm-hmm. years, he's been a Jets fan.
Right.
You can see the disintegration
of the people watching,
or the year, or both. Usually in one time. You just see it happening.
I thought you were seeing the disintegration like, right, of the fans.
No. They made it to the end. But even
I'm
though they 25, see it,
look what the fandom's doing to me.
I know. Yeah, really. It was a harsh 25.
Even though the Jets fans see it coming a mile, they're J-E-T-S. They're still chanting, and it's like your team's falling apart. Really. And they're a happy bunch.
But you know what, though?
I put this analogy on Facebook. I can't even disagree with him, so I'm not going to.
Okay.
I said, being a Jets fan is like baking a big, beautiful, delicious cake for all your friends and family. And right before you serve it to them, your shitty nephew hits the cake out of your hands and it falls to the ground. Now, no one eats cake, but for a little while, you really thought you were going to get cake.
Yeah.
You never get cake. That's... Being a Jets fan is like that. Every
totally
time.
Agree.
This is a heartbreaking analogy. Yes. I can get behind.
Yes.
Oh, I am heartbroken right now.
Being a Jets fan is like, wow, we're going to finally have cake.
And we got cake.
There's no cake. There's no cake. Nobody gets cake.
There's all that buttercream and the chagrin.
And you know how much I love cake.
I love cake.
Hashtag cake lifestyle.
Cake life. That's what you get on the back of your car.
Cake lives matter.
Cake life.
Cake lives matter.
That's great.
So, but yeah, like you're going on this rant about being a Jet fan, and then they fucking did exactly what you said on Sunday.
It's true. I'm not picking on you, bro.
A little pick.
I saw it throughout my high school years, my college years, and my Jets fan friends were just the most amazing, entertaining bunch of sports fans I have ever, of all the groups. I'm from New York. I know Dallas Cowboys.
You haven't met Mets
fans
then.
Huh? Mets fans know in their heart of hearts that their team is a JV league in New York City. So,
Jet fans know we're the JV league.
It's true.
So, but the Jets are the same thing.
They just accept that, you know, the Yankees are the New York team, and the Mets just kind of hung on. Yeah, well, they just hung on.
Yeah, but the Mets have won a World Series.
They did two, actually.
What, the Yankees haven't?
Yankees now are like...
No, but 40. The Jets were going on 50 years before I was born.
Oh, really? It's been that long?
I've never seen them.
Wow.
I mean, they've had good seasons, but...
Every
season ends with a loss.
And the good seasons are worse than the shitty seasons because it just gives them more hope.
Right.
And you see, I still feel so bad for them. Even as a young man in college, soaked in beer, watching these games at a local college bar, mm-hmm. with all the Jets fans, and that twinkle in their eye and that smile on their face, I'm like, you poor motherfuckers. I'm like, you're going to be so hungover tomorrow.
But Russell.
Russell.
For Russell.
That's my wife when she's mad at me.
You know what night that did not happen?
Same
What's
tone.
That?
I believe it was the year 2000 or so. It was against... the aforementioned Miami Dolphins.
Oh, here we go.
The Monday Night Miracle.
I know my team sucks. I embrace it.
But you guys were way ahead.
You guys cheer for these fuckers.
But here's the difference.
I don't cheer when I watch the Dolphins play.
So here's the thing.
I'm sitting back drinking beer watching a train wreck happen. And I embrace it.
Google the Monday Night Miracle.
You guys are all dressed in green, waving your pints in the air. Yeah, we're going to win again. No, you're not. You're not going to win.
So, but I am an optimistic Jets fan.
So you're the second worst team in football. Congratulations.
So the Jets were getting their
blows. Did the Browns still suck? You guys might be the third. All right, so you're the third worst team in football.
No, Miami's the worst this year. That's all right.
Miami's been the worst for
20
years.
So what year was Monday Night Miracle?
It was 2000.
All right, so 2000. Miami, it's a home game for the Jets. Miami is just eating the Jets lunch for three quarters.
Horrifying.
Just beating
that.
The shit out of the Jets for three quarters. So I'm with my dad and his friend Ron. And he and Ron, like a lot of the fans that night, wanted to leave after the third quarter. And we're walking out. And I'm like, guys, they're going to come back. I feel it. They're coming back. So we get to the car.
Do you see the hope?
I know.
I just hope.
So we get to the car in the parking lot. We turn on the radio. The Jets are mounting a comeback.
Oh, no.
I'm like, guys, we got to go back in there. They're going to come back in. And so did a bunch of other people. So we rush back into the bottom level of the stadium. We're in the upper deck, rushing to the bottom level, and we see the Jets tie up the game at the end. And then we see the – how many points were they? Like 30 points?
They've scored 30 points in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
Twice tying the score.
Yes. And then they win.
More than they did all season, but that's all right.
They beat those Miami.
Right?
They beat those Miami Dolphins.
They beat those Pop Warner players to death, I tell you.
And you know what other – and that's not even the best game I've ever been to.
Dude, there's high school teams that can fuck up the Dolphins right now.
The best game I ever went to was, I want to say it's 1985 or 1986, same Jets versus Miami. Dan Marino, your god, as I believe you called him, against Kenny O'Brien. Not even a prophet, to be fair. But Dan Marino, Kenny O'Brien in a shootout. On the Jets are trailing by 7. Last play of the game, Marino goes back, fires to Wesley Walker in coverage, falls into the end zone to tie it up. 45-45, and then in overtime, throws a bomb, 51-45, the Jets beat those same Miami. So, settle the fuck
and
down.
And how old was Dan Marino? 50?
No. It was, no. He was like 3 years into the league.
No, but was it that long, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, but then
he was in his prime.
Wait, if he was 50, even worse I know. He was able to throw that.
No, he played a lot longer than he should have. Oh, yeah? He retired with so many concussions.
Anyway.
I mean, the guy you see on, like, the Isotona commercials?
Yeah.
Like, he took shots.
Oh.
Oh, he took shots. His line left him for dead. Yeah, oh God. The Miami's were
not
at
literally.
The time.
No, I
didn't protect him.
He
took a lot of hits.
I was like, what happened? I didn't hear
that. They didn't build. He had a decent line. They didn't have a running game.
The defensive and offensive line. Marino wasn't a runner. He was like, he had a
shotgun. No, they didn't have they didn't have running backs.
Oh, no, that too.
So they would just.
That too, yes. But
nobody gives a shit about the 1987 Miami Dolphins.
You'd be surprised.
And I'm not even talking about the current Jets, other than the fact that you went on that rant and sure enough, being the Jets, they ate their dick. Lost.
It's the hope that I just love watching.
I knew it. I'm watching it. I go, they're blowing this. They're missing opportunity. But that's not what we're talking about. I blew it. I blew it on Sunday.
Yeah, I want to know. What happened to you?
All right. First of all, it's been well established. I'm not an autograph hound.
Right.
I don't get starstruck. Right. I don't, you know, for the most part, I don't give a shit.
Has he asked you for your autograph, Russ?
Only on checks.
Yeah.
That's funny shit.
And thank you.
Yes. Checks, contracts. Other than that, no.
No, I'm not famous.
But I think he's in, like, the Karate Hall of Fame, so I could.
Are
you in, like, the Taekwondo?
Yeah, not Taekwondo. Karate.
Karate Hall of Fame.
USA Martial Arts Hall of Fame.
See, we got a Hall of Fame.
That.
Yes, Lifetime Achievement Award.
That's pretty impressive.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, I just found out last week I have arthritis in my knee.
But you're old.
That's my Lifetime Achievement Award.
Well, you're old.
So do I, and I didn't do shit.
Right?
So,
that's true.
So
but now you're old, something. But in your day, you were very good in your craft.
Yeah.
But still, I don't ask for autographs. I contain myself.
Yeah.
We've talked about this. I'm cool as the other side of the pill, as Stuart Scott used to say.
Nice. Yes. That's a good analogy.
But, so when you go to I go with my friend sometimes. She has season tickets, so I went with her opening day as I go, and we have the breakfast early for certain. So we get the breakfast, and then they have players scattered throughout the stadium that you can get their autographs before the game.
Bonus! It was opening day.
No, but they do it throughout
in general.
The season.
Do they? Okay.
But some of the Jets that were there, Joe Klecko, who should be a Hall of Famer. You remember Joe Klecko? Joe Klecko.
That's an old name. He's not playing anymore.
No. These are the people. Alumni.
What is he, a walker?
Joe Klecko.
I'll get you, little bastard.
Glenn Foley, who was a quarterback, who you probably don't remember. Fred Baxter, who was a tight end, who you probably don't remember. A Jet fan, I remember. And Wayne Corbett. Wayne Corbett, you remember.
Big name.
Wayne Corbett is probably one of my all-time favorite athletes. Him and Don Mattingly and Chad Pennington.
Yeah, it's that next level kind of. Yeah, that's why the names stand out.
Yeah, Wayne Corbett was undrafted out of college.
Okay.
Went to Hofstra, small school, not a big football school. He came to the Jets. His rookie year, the Jets sucked. You think they're bad now? I think they went like 1-15 or something.
Ooh, ouch.
It was like Boomer Esiason's last year as the quarterback for the Jets. Like the Jets' offense that year. And if you don't know football, this isn't going to make that much sense. But usually you have 2, 3, or 4 wide receivers. Those are your fast guys who go out in a pattern to catch the ball.
Okay.
The Jets had one wide receiver. His name was Wayne Corbett. And they had the offense where it'd be Wayne Corbett and three tight ends. Now, tight ends are bigger guys. A lot of times they're blockers. They can also catch the ball. Mm-hmm. But they're not really speed guys. A lot of times they're possession. Yeah. So it was Wayne Corbett and three tight ends. That's how we called, I dubbed it at the time, the punt offense. The whole Jets game plan at the time was just to get into better punting position. Punting is when you kick the ball to the other team because your offense is inept. So
good. So, nice analysis. So, true. Yes.
So a good Jets offensive series was you get 20, 25 yards, get it to the 35, 40, 45-yard line on your own territory, mm-hmm. and then punt it to the other team to pin them back. So that. But I remember Wayne Corbett. Now, he wasn't flashy, but he's one of these guys. He always made the tough catch, get dinged. Yeah, he took a lot of big hits. And then they brought Keyshawn Johnson in, who was the number one draft pick. Mm-hmm. And Keyshawn and Wayne did not get along. Keyshawn, wrote the book, Give Me the Damn Ball. He wanted the ball. It was a big fucking kerfuffle at the time.
Oh, wow.
Right. But Wayne was my guy, and a lot of Jets fans, guys. Yeah. Loved Wayne Corbett. Actually, one of the first gifts my girlfriend gave me was a Wayne Corbett jersey, which over 20 years I've been wearing the jersey.
Nice.
Wow.
I actually have two Corbett jerseys, and she got we went to the mall and got me a picture of him autographed, like, from the vendor. She didn't meet him or anything. Yeah. So, like, Wayne was my guy.
Right.
Like Wayne Corbett.
Right.
Well, I'm like, well, all right, if he's going to fucking be here. I'll show you how much I like Wayne Corbett. Hold on a second.
I guess he was one of the ones stationed at various spots.
That's cool.
No,
he's a big name. There's certain names that just stick out in football, you know, the annals of football history.
But that amazes me. I've never seen that, like, in a sports
Here's
place.
How much Wayne Corbett was my
no
guy.
No way.
Oh,
a cereal box.
Cereal.
Wayne Corbett had his own cereal, Corbett Crunch.
Wow. No, that's crazy.
which I am holding up for Russ and,
that is
and
so
Pip,
cool.
Which maybe I'll bring on Facebook Live and show the fans.
Yeah.
It's
and it's
on
signed.
It. So cool.
All right. So this was Corbett Crunch.
Right. And it's not eaten.
Not to be confused with Captain
No,
Crunch.
No. Never ate it. No, no.
No.
No. Not, well, no. He might have been captain of the team at some point, but it was Corbett Crunch. So he's going to be there.
Not Captain Crunch.
Not Captain Crunch.
He's going to be there. One of my favorite players.
Okay.
All right. So
That's
know,
exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. We got hours to kill between breakfast and when the game starts.
Yeah.
Oh, also Bruce Harper. I don't know if you remember Bruce Harper. I don't really remember him that well. Bruce Harper, I said last year, because he's good friends with my high school friend Jill, who I went to the game with. They're good friends. Last year, Bruce Harper sat with us for part of the game, Jets alumni. This year, he sat with us for part of the game. Really nice guy.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's anyway. But Wayne Corbett's going to be there. So we both want to get Wayne's autograph. Jill had his autograph, but then her house was broken into, and a bunch of her sports memorabilia was stolen years ago.
That's painful.
Right. So she has a Corbett jersey with a bunch of other autographs. She wants to get Wayne to sign his jersey.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring the jersey that my wife got me.
Nice.
And I'm going to get that signed.
Nice.
And I'm going to get it retired. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to put it up in a frame.
Yeah.
Now, the jersey that I have, I want to say it's from 19... No, it's not 90. It's what year was it? It's from the 90. It's from the 99 maybe, because it was the first year Bill Parcells, who's a legendary football coach,
I've even heard of
him. He came in to coach the Jets.
Yeah, it's a big name.
So in his first season, because the Jets had
that was more hope.
The Jets had a green uniform.
We got Parcells.
It was, but he got him to a championship game. He got him to a championship game. So they added black to the uniforms, and they had these uniforms for one season, and then they switched over to the darker green that they had for many years.
Yeah.
So I have the green with the black uniform.
Oh, neat.
So I'm bringing the jersey with me.
Yep.
I'm going to get this autograph by Wayne Corbett. Decide where it's going to be. It's going to be on the number, on the back with the name.
Yep.
Boom. This is what I'm going to do.
Right. Yeah.
Very excited. I'm not a celebrity guy, but I'm like, I'm not going out of my way, but he's going to be there.
Right.
Sports fans, it's different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not starstruck. That's like, yeah.
No, but I always feel awkward asking for a grown man for his autograph. It feels a little weird to me. and there's a part of me, even as it's going on, where I'm going, really? You're doing this? Really? What's fucking wrong with you? It's even gotten to the point now where I have to question myself, really? You're wearing another man's name on the back on your back.
Oh, no.
What type of a little bitch are you? You know, I definitely have. I definitely realize how pathetic it is on some level. I'm not one of these delusional people. Like, oh, it's gonna be amazing. I know I'm a loser, but I own it.
No. So you know it's not age appropriate.
It's completely not age appropriate.
Okay.
You're right. You're right. It's completely not, unless I'm like some vendor who's going to sell this shit, which I'm not.
Yeah.
You are correct. Yeah, completely not age appropriate. But I really enjoy, like, my dad used to go, look at that little Corbett go. You know, because he was a little, that's another, he's a little guy.
Yes.
I mean, he's listed as 5'10. He's not 5'10".
Really?
But he's a small, for an NFL player, he's a smaller guy.
And yeah, 5'10", small.
And he's from Garfield, New Jersey, a town I lived in.
Cool. Right.
And which is not far from where I grew up. So there's a lot of connections there. So obviously I always gravitate to this guy. All right, so we're online. And the place we're waiting for online, as it turns out, is not where Wayne Corbett is going to be. So we were at the front of the line. Now we have to. Now Wayne shows up, but he's walking someplace further down. So now we're all following like a he's the fucking Pied Piper. So we're at the front.
It says minstrels behind him.
Yeah, and me and Jill do the right thing and we go to the back of line. Other people cut in front like a bunch of animals. So now we're waiting in line. Whatever. Okay. Not a big deal. So here's
fucking
the thing. Jets fans. So it's sponsored by M&T Bank.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is they have a person there. Use your camera to take the picture. You can, you know, and you pose with Wayne.
Right.
And you know, he can sign something.
Right.
Cool. Okay.
That's pretty cool. They ask you to have your camera ready.
Right.
And your item ready to keep the line moving along.
Yeah, of course.
Completely
yeah.
professional. Now, Pip has seen my phone. I brought it to the Aerosmith concert. I have a Motorola. A couple years ago, 2016, there was a big thing called the Mods. Where they put the camera attachments and the projection where I watched the movies outside.
Oh,
when we went to the Aerosmith, I had the camera. And you noted how much I was better to zoom in the pictures were with mine as opposed to standard smartphone camera.
Yeah, a lot of clarity.
So I had the mod on, the camera mod
right
on.
That was nice.
Yeah, it looks like a regular camera attaches right on. Give it to the girl, ready to go. She's struggling with it. She's pretty blonde.
Millennial.
Girl. She's younger than a millennial, probably.
Oh, no.
She's probably like 21. I don't think those are millennials, are they?
No, not anymore. No,
younger.
No, just called dumb as dog shit. But.
No, whatever.
Oh, man, yeah.
She was struggling. Listen, I mean, I show Pip.
I don't know cursive, but I can stick my shoes
when
to
you
my
first looked at it.
Listeners, get off of Russ's lawn, okay?
When you first looked at it, I think you were a little perplexed, but you got it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I did not explain this to her. I'm like, it looks like a fucking camera. Just press the fucking button. So me and Arm are, so I shake Wayne's hand. I go. You know, I really enjoyed watching you play.
Yeah,
that's something nice to say.
Sure,
you're not sucking dick.
Being cool.
And you go, hey, you know, I really enjoyed performing. So me and Wayne are now arm in arm.
Right.
Arm around each other's back. You're posing for this shit.
Right.
The girl is struggling with the camera. Now it's getting uncomfortably awkwardly long.
Yeah. That's great.
So now I go there.
I know exactly what you mean. It's like I'm touching.
I waited all my life for this moment. Now it totally sucks.
Now it's like,
hold on. Hold on.
Oh, no.
I go, excuse me. Let me just help her. So I help her how to do it.
Right.
Show her what to do. I make it brighter. Show her what to do. Go back. Arm in arm. Still very awkward because she's still fucking struggling.
Oh, my gosh.
She takes the picture.
Right.
Hey, thank you, Wayne. Pleasure meeting you. Ba, ba, ba. We're on our way. I walk out. Camera error.
Oh, fuck.
No picture. What the fuck? I've never seen camera error. Uh-huh. So now I have a decision to make. Do I be a fucking adult? And like, well, you got your jersey signed. And that's an...
At this point, it's not an option, but keep going. Adult behavior just went right out the window.
It's like we've passed that point.
Yeah, you're done.
A fucking
done.
Adult male would just go, fuck it. You got the autograph.
No.
You have the experience.
No. You're too far into it.
Yeah.
Regression is the only option.
I'm like, there's no picture. There's just legs. What the fuck happened? What'd she do? So I gotta go.
No, you're killing Russ.
So I could go. I could go.
And
back
I can see this happening. That's the best part.
I know.
It's like a Seinfeld episode.
I can see this.
I
the whole
but I'm not gonna go to the end of the line because that's a little ridiculous.
Right.
So I'm gonna tell one of the other girls what happened. Hey, she went to take the picture.
She fucked me out of my picture.
No, I'm cool about it.
I do cry.
She was having trouble for some reason. It didn't work. Let me take the mod off. Let me take the mod off. We'll just use
dumb
the regular,
it down for the young.
Just, exactly. We'll use the regular phone. We'll do that. Is it okay if I could just hop in there, do it again? So she's really cool. They're all really cool. Yeah, no problem.
I got
to explain to Wayne, hey man,
I'm not stalking you.
I just wanted to
your pets are
you.
Safe.
I just wanted to touch you again.
I'm not into taller men. Even though you're kind of short for the NFL.
That's essentially all men. Except for the bagel guy. Except for the bagel boy.
Bagel
guy.
Boss.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm like, hey, the picture didn't take. Do you mind? He's like, oh, no problem. Like,
it
really
was cool. That's
but,
awesome.
Okay. So she's taking the picture again. She's still fucking struggling.
I would have gone.
It's a regular fucking. So now, it's now again, we're arm in arm. It's uncomfortable awkward again. It's like, oh, motherfucker. And then I say, ha! You know, if it's this is taking so long, it's like we're gonna get married.
That's what you said. No! Out loud?
Out loud.
That was not in a monologue.
Nope.
Wow, you fucked it all up. Wow.
That's why I bring you to the show.
He made it awkward.
I was talking about the girl, but I'm arm in arm with Wayne.
Yes, yeah.
I don't after that comment, I can't even look at the man.
No, you're done. Your childhood.
I take my phone and I scurry away. Fucking loser I am.
Just tapped out.
I fucked it up. I choked. Take one, I was on point. Take one, I held my shit together. You know, I didn't go, hey, you want to come to a comedy show? I didn't do any of that shit.
I'm famous too.
I'm famous. Yes.
You want my CD?
I used to live in the town where you were. Yeah, I didn't do any of that shit. I'm sure you heard of me or something. I didn't do it. I held shit down.
You didn't name drop.
No, I didn't do nothing.
Davin, motherfucker.
Exactly.
Right.
First time through, completely respectful. Right. Nothing creepy. I really enjoyed watching you play. That's a good thing to say to
you. Yes, you start off good. You start off very well.
Yes.
Yeah. But she fucked it up and we're arming. And by the time I came here, I should have just fucking let the silence and awkwardness be, but I made it fucking worse.
Yeah, you did.
And I didn't even think, well, no, but no, I meant Mary to her, the pretty blonde. Yeah. Not you and me. No, I'm just wearing
it. It's not like that, I swear.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I know. It's okay, it's your choice.
Can I show you my wedding ring again?
Oh,
I don't
wear it. Goodness.
Oh, God.
That doesn't even matter anymore. I think there's anything wrong with that, though.
One of my favorite players, a man whose name I've worn hundreds of times on the cross of my bed, and I made it gay.
Yeah. Quickly, too. That disintegrated.
No, it was take two.
Yeah,
take
I know.
Take two.
You just walked right back into the lion's den. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
Take two.
And
the gay return.
The fucking balls on me. Then
what?
There's more to this?
I posted it. It's a good picture. It was on my Facebook
page.
You liked it. Susan liked it.
Which one?
Wayne Crew.
The game, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Wayne Crew. It was a nice picture.
Yeah.
So I posted it on Instagram.
It didn't look gay at all.
No.
But now we know what he was thinking, so every time I see the picture.
And here's what I'm thinking.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, though.
I tagged Wayne for bet on the Instagram
did
post.
You? No! And he's like, house thinking, oh, fuck that guy.
And then you see him post, this is the guy I was talking about.
My first fan to propose to me.
Yeah, that could happen. I'm sure chicks did. I'm sure chicks have, but I might have been one of the first 50 guys to do it.
No, not that there's anything wrong with that.
So, Mr. I don't give a shit, Mr. Cooler than the room, fucking folded.
Wow.
But in my defense, it was under duress.
Yeah, you had some screwball messing up your
but now I wonder, how would I be with Steven Tyler? I really like your scars. Oh. Oh.
Can you go?
Ooh, what for me, Mr. Tyler.
Can I have one?
Just don't ask me to hold this microphone pole while you take the picture.
And
you'll be all right.
You
know what I'm on?
My chest because I want to get a tattoo.
I've signed autographs. I've signed tits.
You signed boobs before?
Absolutely.
Cool,
I'm a fucking rock star.
No kidding.
I've had women throw their panties at me.
I didn't.
Absolutely.
I didn't get it tattooed, but
that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, there was a time.
Wow.
There was a time. I was a rock star. Now
wow.
Now I shit the bed in front of one of my favorite athletes.
Like your
that
hero.
That sucks.
And,
you can handle
welcome to my world.
Have you done something similar?
Oh, God, yeah.
All right, out with it.
No, there was a time. Every time I was in front of Steve Winwood, I go, da, 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 da. I mean, I'm surprised.
Really? You've met him a bunch of times. You're friends with the road crew.
Yeah, no. I've met him a bunch of times, but it's like I would just mess up terribly every single time. It was like I got my tongue-tied, and he's like, after all these years of music, he's a little hard of hearing.
Yeah.
So I would get scared, and I'd mumble, and he'd be like, excuse me? So now I have to say it again,
That's
I mean,
so cool.
Oh God, it was just more. It's mortifying though.
But you keep going back.
I do. I go back for more. Poor bastard doesn't know enough to get a restraining order against me.
Oh no.
You know? I was in New York.
It's her again, the redhead.
I know. It's like, oh no, guys,
fucking redhead.
Surround
me. You gotta watch him.
But it's Wynwood, so he's not really affording security at this point.
No.
So he's on his own.
No, well, you know,
I can outrun the bitch.
Oh,
he's really unassuming. Like, he walks out of the back of a place, and most people don't even know who he is. Oh. He's because he just, like, blends in.
Yeah.
But, I mean, one time in particular, I just put my foot in my mouth because it was outside someplace in New York, and I was waiting to, like, talk to him, and I'm standing there, and some other female fan is having a moment with him, talking to him. So I'm just standing there. So there's some guy, like, I don't know who he is security or something. This was years and years ago. And the guy is standing there, so I go, oh, do you work with him or whatever? And so I'm just making small talk with the guy while we're both standing there waiting for his time. And so then I said something, so you go on stuff. He goes, yeah, you know, I, you know, make sure he gets to places on time and blah, blah, blah. And I said, oh, so you're going from town to town. And I'm usually pretty articulate, but I said, so you, like, keep him oriented. And I meant, like, you know,
like a GPS.
What time we have to be someplace, or, yeah, you know.
Steve, it's time we recalculate.
But potty time.
He said, oh, no. He totally knows what's going on. And then I realized it sounded like I'm talking about fucking Ozzy. You know, well, you keep him oriented.
Yeah, but that's still not as bad. I said it to the guy.
Yeah, it was bad.
He
marriage,
was right
football.
There.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
it was
I,
right
that's
there.
Rough.
Yeah. No. It was awkward. I told you this story, though. The time that I never gave him, like, a present or anything. I never brought stuff. And
don't bake him a cake.
But there was a... I'll never live it down.
No, you won't.
There, but there was a show that was, like, right around his birthday, and I was like, I'll give him something for his birthday, and I didn't know what.
Really? You're that fan?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I am.
No, Pip, that's not good.
No, I know.
That's almost as bad as Davin going back second time on the line. You would have gone stopping an entire stadium.
If Bruce Lee was alive, you would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
You would have done the same thing for Bruce Lee.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, I probably would have. Probably worse, actually, yeah.
I'm in the Hall of Fame, too!
I would have fucking proposed to the guy, but...
have you heard of me?
I would have been
I'm in the Martial Arts Hall of Fame! I was somebody, too!
I want to marry you, Bruce. Have my children, Bruce.
I want to marry you, Wayne.
I wouldn't go there.
I didn't drop down a bend to you, prick.
I wouldn't go there. I had a good star encounter. I'm a big fan, as you know, the heavy metal band Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pun. It's obvious. It's hardcore metal. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
And the singer, Randy Blythe, who I'm a fan of, was doing a meet and greet at a concert. Multiple bands, Mayhem Fest. It was like a whole big metal festival.
Mm-hmm.
So we get online, and I just grabbed at the time my son was only 2 years old. His brother wasn't born yet. I just had one child.
Right.
So thinking about my son, I just grabbed a child shirt with cartoon characters of the band. So everybody's online putting stuff in this poor guy's face. Sign this. So I go up to the table and I put down a 2-toddler size shirt.
He takes one look at you.
Now, at the time, I was still active in martial arts and, you know, teaching and, you know, working out and yada yada. You know, had muscles on my earlobes.
Yeah.
And you could tell he had a few shots of Jaeger in him. I was pretty much there with him.
Right.
So he's not even looking. He's just signing stuff next. He
right.
just had this line of headbangers, half drunk themselves, throwing shit, pushing shit in front of this guy's face. So Randy stops.
At that point, why can't one fan with boobs?
yeah,
one
yeah,
fucking
yeah,
shit.
Exactly.
Why?
No, it was a total sausage fest.
Of course, yeah, because it's Lamb of God.
Yeah, exactly. Total
why,
sausage fest.
But he's thinking, why can't I be fucking Bon Jovi?
Exactly. Yeah. Why can't I sing high notes? But
why can't I make the ladies swoon?
Yeah, exactly.
One fucking ballad.
Do they ever look out over the crowd and go, shit?
All the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, total sausage party. Really.
Sweaty
I felt
guys.
Bad. Last time my wife, actually, we'll get to that in a second, the band I saw with her, but I had to get even and watch one of her less than good bands. But anyway, so I put this 2-toddler shirt down, so there's this big, short, stocky, bald-headed dude, and he's half drunk. He's just signing shit, and he looks up and he goes, dude, that's not going to fit you. Just like that. And the whole place just went fucking hysterical. And I'm like, Randy Bly just talked to me, and I had one of those adolescent regression moments that Davin went through with his athlete.
Yeah.
So this is a guy that, you know, I play his music. I play bass. I don't know if you know that.
Yes.
Now, like, I play this guy's music when, you know, I get drunk once every 2 months in my bedroom, and Susan lets me knock picture frames off the wall at my bass. And it's something I do. So anyway, he looks up and goes, dude, that's not going to fix it. Everybody's laughing.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, what do I say? He goes, I'm like, stunned.
Your mouth
so
is
I'm like,
moving,
I got to keep my shit
to
together. I'm half in the bag. It was 90 degrees out today, and I'm stinking drunk on Jaeger.
Right.
Not a good combination. Yeah, my sweat's like turning black on me. You know, it's coming out of my pores.
Oh, God.
So anyway, he goes, who's that for? I was like, my son. And he goes, oh, man, that's so cool. And he goes, get some marker. He goes, what's your son's name?
Oh.
And everybody just went silent. Like, this guy is getting a personalized,
put
Andrew, rock on, Randy Blythe.
Wow.
So he hands me back the shirt, and he starts telling me about the artist who designed the shirt. So now I'm having a conversation.
Yeah.
And I'm drunk, and this is registering that I'm drunk with Randy Blythe, who's also drunk, at his fucking concert, and he just personalized, autographed my son's shirt.
Yeah.
I thank God I had people with me, because nobody believes these stories. So my other headbanger friends I went to the concert with were like, holy fuck, Russ is hanging out with Randy Blythe now. This is no longer...
Hanging out's a little strong.
So he's like, do you see the scar? He's talking about the scar on his head that the artist got right, and that the artist was actually Pakistani, and that they hired, to do the shirts, you know, to design the characters, because it was cartoon. Yeah. So yeah, they had to bring in a special artist, because it wasn't their usual artist.
Oh, cool.
Who did their usual concert shirts. You know, it's metal, doom and gloom, and, you know, a little bit more grand. This is child-friendly t-shirt. So, yeah, they had to get another artist, and they found this really cool. He's just going back and forth with me, and I'm like, holy shit. So finally, he's like, you got to have something for you to sign for me. Because you're the only person here so far who hasn't just shoved something in my face for themselves and walked off.
Wow.
And my friend who's with me goes, dude, your ticket's in your pocket.
Oh.
Have him sign it. I'm like, Randy, smart. My ticket's in my pocket.
That's back when they had paper tickets.
Yeah. Well, no, it's a hologram ticket.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, this is like a big metal fan. This is like, you know, 15 bands.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, big names. So anyway, he signs my ticket.
Wow.
I get a picture. So I have a picture of him holding the shirt, my son's shirt, with the autographed ticket.
Nice.
Yes. And I had, it was really hard. I know what that was. It's hard to keep it together because, and like I said, it was hot that day. I'm sweating Jägermeister out of my body. And like I said, it went from a meet and greet to Russ actually hang out with Randy Blythe. It was a good 4 or 5 minute conversation.
That's cool.
Which on a meet and greet line is a fucking eternity.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, yeah, hurry up. I'm waiting to get pelted by beer cans.
As well, you should.
Yeah. Right. Really. He started the conversation with me, and I'm like, this is actually fucking happening. This is great. So, yeah, like I said, I got the picture, and, you know, the shirt's still kept in my closet. I kept it safe all these years. Mm. It was never destroyed. But, yeah, my son has a personalized T-shirt from this dude.
That's so cool.
It's great. So, yeah, that was my big star moment. Other than that, I don't meet anybody famous.
Yeah, well, except for present company.
If you,
I know, Davin. Yeah, Davin's the extent of my horizon, which, Randy, but yeah, I know. I got Pip and Davin.
You're clear your throat. He doesn't know why.
He doesn't know why.
Is she allergic to cats too?
I just popped my Benadryl, guys.
She's
so
got a hell of a hairball.
No.
Somebody give her water. She sounds parched.
Davin's more of a stage hooer than you are.
Yeah. I'm a private hooer.
Yeah. You're one of those closet hooers. Like, you don't know you're a hooer until you actually.
I can't fit in a closet. Come on. What do you
think? Come on.
Kevin's like, I'm not touching that.
Nope.
There's a getting an autograph or not getting an autograph story that just happened this weekend. We went Mr. Helix and our friend Mercedes and I went to Bowery Electric to go see a band that we really like. They're called the Nuclears. And
Nuclears,
they're really fun. And they weren't the top of the bill. The top of the bill was the Vibrators.
Wow.
Well, the dildos were already booked.
That's fantastic.
Well, and
the Vibrators, and that's a band name.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. You got a female band, I hope?
No. Well,
God. Well, butt plugs in the studio right now. They're not touring.
Butt plugs are in Europe.
They're putting down a new album.
Oh, butt plugs. Oh, no.
They were
part of
the called Anal Fissure's new album.
Hey.
Rock and crack.
They were like part of the punk scene in the late 70s.
Really?
So, and it was the only original member that we were seeing was the drummer. I didn't know anything about them.
Because why would you?
Why would I?
That's so your husband.
It totally is. But we weren't even there to see them. That was just kind of like an extra because we went
to see the
nuclear.
Your husband would go and see the roadie that was with the band for a year and a half.
No, not totally fantastic. That bad. But
yeah, pretty close. But, pretty close.
Oh, no. Well, see, a lot of the bands that, you know.
He was still there, damn it.
Well, some of the bands are more obscure now and they're dying off. So if there's one left, yeah. We'll go.
Mr. Helix goes to see Alice Cooper's band without Alice Cooper.
No. Wow.
Yes, okay. He does.
Well, yes, we did.
Yeah, right. That's just somebody who wants to hear live music at that point.
Yeah, no, well, he's in bands and he's a music fan. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, he's hardcore.
Yeah, no, definitely. We see music a lot. So we go to see the band and the way the Bowery Electric is set up is that there's a very small stage. There's a little area to stand or dance or mush or whatever in front of it. And
did
then,
you just say mush?
Mush.
Oh, okay. I thought you said to mush.
No.
Like there was going to be sled dogs.
I was on the fence with that.
Yeah.
Like you can listen to music or you could do the Iditarod. Those are the choices.
I'll cross the bar.
It's a butt plug mosh. It's a mush.
Ew. Too much.
What a picture.
That came out of nowhere.
Pull back.
So then there's like three steps up, and then there's a higher level, and there's just like a bar where you can lean on, not like our drinking bar, but you know, iron bars that you can lean on and look over the bottom ground. It's a really small place. But anyway, so usually we go...
You're telling me they're not packing Madison Square Garden?
No.
The late 70s punk band? With the original drummer?
How could that be?
No.
No, there's nothing fair today.
No. Nothing. So cruel.
So we're standing there along fucking the bar Trump. And right next to us.
Yes. Really? Fucking Trump.
You're blaming him for a 70s punk band now, too.
No, right next
actually,
to
you
us.
Did. I just agreed.
I did not. I said it in jest. You're a liberal Jets fan. You take these things serious.
I don't know what that means. No. I don't know what that means. Right next to us is the merch table.
Your line is a bunch of snowflakes.
I give up.
There was a rush and they got triggered. All right, Pip, get through the fucking story.
Okay, right next to us is the merch table. And there's this grumpy guy standing behind the merch table.
Yeah, but he's your husband.
No.
There's this grumpy guy coming and going and standing behind the merch table to, you know, sell the Vibrators t-shirts. And then there's...
Who's wearing a Vibrators t-shirt?
I don't know, but...
On purpose? Really?
No, he's selling them.
Trying
to sell them.
And come on, guys. Walk around with Vibrator written on your chest. Word.
There's signs on the table that say cash only. Bucks. And then
how much are they selling these shirts for?
It didn't even say how much they
make
were.
An offer.
Honestly, yeah, right? Man.
And then, and then they had like little badges, and they had some CDs or whatever. But the what was really funny is it said no deals, not even for you.
Oh, so like, they expected to be haggled down.
So there's an attitude going on.
Yeah, I don't need that. I don't need that from a zilch band. it's a little aggressive.
Need that for a sex toy.
And grumpy guy keeps going past us. I'm like, what kind of coke habits does this guy have? Jesus Christ! Just, you know, like, got ants in your pants. Just stand behind your damn little card table and sell t-shirts. He's driving me crazy. So then, you know, there's a little sign that goes, on the table when the band is going to set up, you know, show, you know, the merch table open again after the show. So I guess he's got to go help or whatever. No, he's the fucking drummer.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wow.
His life sucks.
So now,
I guess they don't have a keyboard.
That's
why
he was
his
all friggin' skied up. He's telling selling t-shirts, and now he's got to go play.
Yeah.
With a band named Vibrator.
Wait, now the drummer's the original, is the only original guy.
Yeah, he's the only original guy.
His band is so bad, he can't even boss the new guy around, because the new guy's like, fuck you.
Honestly.
Yeah, no, there's one
is
guy.
Is it a cool-looking shirt?
You know, there was one shirt that looked very 80s, very almost. It looked like it was a shirt that it would have been Duran Duran. Because it had this.
No, not Duran Duran.
It had this. It had this you know, 80s looking girl face, and she's leaning over so her boobs are hanging down.
All right,
I'm
listening.
And I'm
that's
like,
not Duran Duran. That's Poison. What are you fucking doing?
Like,
you just described a really cool shirt.
Yeah,
my buddy came back from Jerusalem when I was a little kid, and he brought me a Duran Duran shirt.
Oh,
why?
I'm sorry.
That's the right answer. Why?
Yeah.
Why? But it was like, I recall it was like a white shirt. I don't know if it was 3/4 sleeve or a t-shirt. with like, you know how they had like the sticker iron-ons at the time? Of like the fucking whole band.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
I did not wear that
oh,
shirt.
Oh, no. No.
So,
that would have been much worse than your moment with your favorite jet.
No, I was a little kid. No.
What kind of shirt you paint the wall while wearing?
I was a little kid. I wasn't painting. Unless it was an art class. What's wrong with you, you animal? This didn't happen last week.
Yeah, those are painting clothes. But no, so Cranky Guy comes back up after his set, and he's selling t-shirts.
He's the headliner.
He's the headliner. And he comes up, and the headliner is selling t-shirts like crazy.
So people are buying them.
Yeah, they were. There was
multitasking.
Quite a bunch of people. So now
good for him.
Mr. Helix was like, let's see if we can get me a picture with him. He just tries.
Really?
He just tries.
That's great.
But the guy was just looking at us like, fuck you. You're not buying anything. You were standing in my way.
Well, no, I get that. You know what? After comedy shows, because I'll be trying to sell merch, and people will be like fucking standing right in front, yakking my ear off. I don't fucking care. Get out of the way unless you're going to buy shit. Or worse yet, they're not buying from me, they're waiting online to buy from the other comic, and they put their shit down on my merch and everything.
Yeah, it's like, no.
Excuse me.
So, as much of a loser as this drummer was, and even more of a loser, that your husband wanted his autograph.
No, you didn't want his autograph. You just thought, let's get a picture.
That's worse. It's still bad. It's still,
the fact that the guy refused is bad.
No, he didn't refuse. He just
knows
kind of,
his
like, ignored
over.
Us, you know?
That's the right thing.
He tapped out a decade ago. Yeah. I'm done.
If you're not going to ask, I'm not going to offer.
They were all crazy. Cranky as fuck.
Because they were playing a band called The Vibrators.
We crossed the street to go back to our car, and later the band is walking back towards the club, and the guitarist is yelling, is carrying on about something. The girl next to him looked like she was trying to avoid a beating, and the other guy that was in the band was rolling his eyes like, oh, Jesus Christ. I mean, they were just
how old is
so
this guy's probably in his 60s.
Well, that
at
guy,
least.
That guy's probably like 60 or so, you know. And then there was another guy that I would have thought he was one of the originals too, because he looked
like shit too.
He looked like the guy in
he
the
was a washed up 70s cokehead as well.
Yes. He looked like the guy in the
There's
pub.
There's no way the Vibrators could afford cocaine when cocaine was popular. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not buying that.
No, I have no idea.
Maybe
what
crack
was going on.
In
no,
the 80s.
No, no. Gotta wait till the 80s to get fucked up.
Yeah. I have no idea. But the other guy looked like the guy in the pub sitting in the corner with his head lolling, you know, like he just like out of shape. And I was like, this is like your guitarist. But the bass player, and he sang most of the songs, he'd shaved all of his head, except he had a baby mohawk in the top, and he was noticeably younger than the other two.
Okay.
And I'm like, that's the only fucking guy that looks like he's in a band called The Vibrators.
There you go.
Who
Give
are
him
these
credit.
Two?
Give him credit.
These two old men look like they would be happy to see a vibrator.
Vibrators.
And, you know, that guy is ruling.
You know, at some point, you got to go to your husband. You just go, no.
I know. Just stop
there,
here.
No, there are some shows where I say no.
I feel like not enough.
No, I wanted to see the Nuclears really bad. And
the
we,
Nuclears?
Yeah.
Or as President Bush called the Nuclears.
Nuclears.
The Nuclears.
The Nuclears.
But
8 years of nuclear.
They're like in their 30s. They're really cool. They rock. They have a fun stage show. Like they really like.
Sounds splendid.
No, they're really good. And so we saw them outside, they're like, oh hey, you know, thanks for coming to the show. And we said, we came to see you, and they were like, what? You know.
Hey, listen,
we have a fan left out there.
It's
Pip Helix in our.
It's nice when somebody says hello to the feature act.
Yeah.
Gets
yeah.
like, oh,
that's no, we love them. They were like, oh, come to the after party with us. And
come
told,
to the we're going. We're going to Denny's.
I got to get my Viagra out of the van.
Oh, these guys are young. These guys are
young. They're young. They're young.
We're going
these
to
guys
Denny's.
Are in their 30s. No, they were going to some place called Clockwork. I don't know where that is in the city.
You're a fan. But we don't have them. Come.
Yeah,
I get it. But you know what? Here's the thing. Sometimes you're not the headliner. That's a little too desperate.
Yeah,
by the Nuclears. I'm not fucking inviting people to hang out with me. Even if I'm not the headliner, I'm not that desperate.
But we were hanging outside talking to them for quite a while.
Yeah, because
they were like, you know,
because
like,
they're craving attention. That's what that.
They're nice. They're
I understand
all
that.
Nice people.
I understand that, but they're craving attention.
Sure.
After a while, you just go, it's not my night. I'm gonna pack up. Gonna watch some bad like pseudo porn in the hotel room. Maybe TNT will show some side boob from fucking some movie. We'll call it a night. You know, or back in my day, it was
you know, till the guy got erected. Girls going wild. That was
till the guy got erected. Did
arrested.
You just say
erected? To, until wild. Joe got arrested. You know, we had the girls going wild commercials on late at night. I mean, that was the best you would score. All right, I'm just middling this week. I'm just going to go back to my room and watch Girls Going Wild. Call my girlfriend. Call my wife. Go, yeah, it was a good show. I'm going to bed. That's what you do. You don't fucking hang out with the. You don't beg to hang out. Now, if you offer to buy him a drink. If you offer to buy him a drink, you might stay for drinks. If you're buying drinks, that's when you stick
then
around.
You're cool.
But when you don't hang out outside the window, hey, we're going to hang out at some other place. Want to come? You could be our entourage tonight because we don't have one. You don't do that.
It wasn't It wasn't desperate.
It's desperate.
It was,
you don't recognize desperate. You're desperate.
No.
I've been with you.
No.
I know desperate.
It was a nice offer. They were celebrating their drummer's birthday.
Oh, were they? Oh, how come sing happy birthday.
Denny's makes sense now.
We're going to go to TGI Fridays.
No.
Maybe we'll get one of those lava cake sundaes. You want to guys want to get some sundaes? Maybe get some mud club. We'll all send to our drummer. He turned 37. It doesn't get better than
35,
this.
35, actually.
On top of the world.
On top of the world. No, they were adorable.
You don't understand. Pathetic. This is, but am I right?
It's pretty bad.
It's pretty.
They were pathetic. They were just nice kids.
They're not kids.
They're not kids. That's they're grown
it.
Men. I know.
That's just
that's,
it.
That's
no,
it sucks.
No, that's just it. These are
no,
grown
they,
adults.
They suck.
They have
life.
A mortgage to pay if they're lucky.
No, they're not. They're
no, they don't.
They're sitting in their mother's basement.
Yes, fine.
Yeah,
but they,
renting
these
from
aren't
the parents.
Like 19-year-olds. Go, oh shucks, they're nice kids. They want us to buy them drinks.
To me, they're kids.
They're 35.
Yeah, I know they're grown men.
Go home.
Yes.
Go home.
I could be their mother.
Yes.
Good.
Right. You're making our point. Thank you. They want
to
hang out with mommy.
Grow up, get a job, stop paying rent to your parents.
Yeah. Really,
they need the basement space.
You know what? You know what? They're more pathetic than I was with Wayne Corbett. I'm going to say that right
now. No, they were
Russ,
not.
Russ,
it's his birthday. Let's go to Denny's. You get free breakfast on your birthday.
Oh, yeah. Grand slams.
Yeah, I think you still got a free breakfast.
Do
something
you?
Like that.
I don't
for
know.
Your birthday.
Are you going to eat?
Why are you looking at me?
Are you
going to
eat your home fries?
Ah, it's not about that. I'm thinking. I like Denny's food. I miss it.
Are you going to eat your home fries?
I haven't
had
a drunk night at Denny's in years.
They get free refills. Denny's sucks.
It's a drunk. Yeah, it's kind of like
Denny's
the breakfast version of White Castle.
Denny's is where the wife doused me in fucking water before my show.
So you either do White Castles when you're really drunk, like shit face drunk.
Yeah, you could do that.
And take the bowel pain the next day.
No, I can't.
Or you can go to
again.
Denny's and just be constipated for a week. So yeah, you got to try either a total colon flush or constipation.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
I got to ask.
Yeah, no.
Here's the thing. When you're a performer. Yeah, it's cool to be known as nice, but there's a limit to that.
You don't know who you're dealing with.
Exactly. You treat your fans well.
Yeah.
You say thank you for coming out. You shake their hands. You sign whatever they want you to sign. Unless they're buying you drinks or going to blow you, or both, you call it a night. Listen, I can't tell. Just a couple of weeks ago when I was in Florida, hot girls, talking to hot girls after the show. You want to go to the strip club? No, I'm going to my hotel room. That's
girls
what I'm going
to
do.
Girls inviting you to a strip club?
Yeah,
that's
very hot.
Fantastic.
Very hot girl.
Well, is he
really?
Is he complaining?
Is this real Davin or fake Davin?
No, this is real Davin.
Real Davin, hot girl Davin. Strip club. Wow.
Doesn't he sound like he's complaining, though?
No. Wow. No, but what I'm saying is...
I'm married, so I would have been pissed. I'm like, why this shit can't happen like 25, 30 years
exactly.
ago? Like, but I want it to happen.
Right.
That's what I want it to happen.
But you know
four what? Fucking kids in a house. I can't happen.
But you know what real Davin said? Yes.
The fuck? Yeah. No
real
shit.
Davin went home.
Yeah, you go home, you jerk off, and you go to bed.
And you know what? That is less pathetic than hanging out with women and their husband that are 20 years your senior... After a show and go, it's his birthday. You want to go free appetizers?
They got good calamari.
You're so pathetic. You don't understand how pathetic this is.
I don't think it was pathetic
That's
at all.
That's my point. You don't understand. When you're a performer, listen, no matter what the shithole is, you must maintain some mystique, some aura.
Yeah, presence.
Where we're slightly better than the people.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Shit. You got to have a tiny bit of douchedom that you lack.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Davin has it.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do.
Listen, you see me. I'm very good to my fans.
Yes, you are.
I talk to them. I shake. I smile. I laugh. I'll pose for any fucking picture. But then it ends.
Yeah, it
ends
after that.
Thank you. Good night.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm walking out to the car. I really enjoyed your show. Thank you. I'm still going to the car.
Yeah.
I'm not going to chit chat. Go. Hey, I want a snack. Anybody want mozzarella sticks? My treat. No.
Is that getting to the point where you're proposing to somebody?
No. You go home. You go home. You go to the hotel room, whatever the fuck it is. Night's over.
Sometimes it does get to the point where you propose to somebody.
I know that,
You know where the relationship continues? On social media. When they like your fan page. Or they friend request you or whatever. They, I really like your show. Oh, thank you for coming out. That's where it ends. It doesn't go any further. Go, hey, we're having a really intimate moment. We're celebrating here. Nobody came to see us but you. And we'd like to thank you for being the one group of people that came to see us.
Who thought about buying a t-shirt.
Yeah. No. You just got to call tonight. You don't understand.
No, I do understand.
I don't think you do.
Because my husband is in a band, and sometimes the people that come to see shows hang with you afterwards. It's
no!
Different.
No!
Look, comedian, it happens with music.
No, it happens with comedy, too, if you're a... Yes, you know how many comics I know? After the fucking show, hey, they're going to be doing karaoke in the bar.
Going to the strip club.
No, they're fucking...
He backed out of a blowjob.
Yeah, really?
Who, me?
I
can't.
That's exactly what's happening in that car. I know you can. I'm just saying. That's what you did.
No, but there's... that
was about to happen.
I know plenty of comics that after the comedy show, the fans want to sing karaoke with them. And they do. Nay, nay.
What?
Nay, yes.
That's
nay,
awkward.
Yes. No. It's over. I'm leaving.
Yeah, right.
Remember
on.
Me for what I did on stage. Yeah. You don't get inner circle me.
No, had this moment. Now we're gone.
It's over. Maintain the mystique. See me next time. I'm in town.
Yeah,
no.
Right on.
That's what it is.
Some people like to hang with their fans.
Because they don't have any self... Because they need the attention. I don't need anybody's attention that much.
Reminds me of Wayne's World with Alice Cooper. We're not worthy.
Yes.
We're not worthy.
Yes, that's what this is.
Wait, do you know how funny
it.
That is? Because the guitarist was standing there, and I did the, as a joke, the we're not worthy thing, and he put out his hand, kissed the ring.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, he handled that well.
No.
You're pathetic. You're 25 years his senior. Knock it off.
Oh, no.
Knock it.
It was a joke. He took it as such.
No,
he
handled it really well. Meanwhile, when on his fucking radio show, he's talking about the creepy senior citizen that goes, we're not.
No.
Then he brought me in for a hug. I didn't start that. And the drummer goes to me, because after the guitarist hugged me, the drummer goes to me, I'm not going to get a kiss because it was his birthday.
They're so
yikes.
Fucking needy.
No, they were adorable.
They're a shitty band.
No, they're not.
Shitty band.
No, they're really
I'm
not.
I'm sorry, Pip. I love you, sweetie. You know I do.
Yeah, I
Russ is turning
that's
on
a, that's
you.
That's a shitty band.
Yeah, I know.
I know. I love you to death. I really
man.
Do.
You think it's bad when Joe turns on you.
I know. I love you so much. You know I would never do anything
when
to
Russ
hurt you.
When Russ is turning on you, you need to reevaluate.
I'm saying this as a proud like headbanger.
I think I have to reevaluate.
Yes. I mean, you expect me to be a prick. But
I do.
Yeah.
But Russ is giving you tough love.
Russ is turning on me. This is bad.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. I really am.
Of the reality that you traverse in you are oblivious to.
Shitty band.
See, like, you do.
They're so not, though.
Well, I'm not going to call them a shitty band. I'm going to say fucking needy.
Shitty band.
Unbelievably needy.
They're needy, they're a shitty band.
Listen, I understand the need. I understand.
Dude, you're a comedian. You get panties thrown at you. They're talking to a woman 25 years older to go hang out with them. Shitty band.
Listen, I get it.
And it's the guy's birthday.
Sometimes you're not the headliner. Sometimes they walk right past you. It hurts. It hurts, but you don't go, hey, you want to take a picture? No, you just fucking pack up the merch and you go to the car and
honestly,
go on to the next town.
In 20 years.
If you're in a band and it's your birthday and you have like a Davin Rosenblatt Instagram pussy wagon behind you, you're a shitty band. I'm sorry.
This band is nowhere on the level of fake Davin. Dare I say, they're probably not even on the level of real Davin,
which is
really pathetic.
I don't
know. That was cool. The strip club thing's awesome, man.
Yeah,
first of all, bravo for turning that down. Most men would have done something stupid.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I've
been there. It sucks, you know?
My brother.
You know, it happened when I was like, 18, 19 years old. You know, it's got to happen now.
My brother.
And she was an animal lover, which I am. We had like a lot of things in common.
Oh, you're going to pet pussies together.
Yeah.
I did not. I did not. I called it a night, my friend.
Yeah, you did the right thing.
I chit-chatted for a little while. I called it a night. I scrammed. That's what I did.
I've been there.
I don't remember where he met them, but my brother met 38 Special years,
30,
and years
we
ago.
We just went from Duran Duran to 38 Special. What's next, Wham?
He met
I'll say Duran Duran, bigger stars, 38 Special, better band.
Better band, yeah.
Yeah, I can agree with
Duran Duran, those superstars. 38 Special? Minor stars.
Minor stars, but still a known band. He met them someplace, and they were like, what's there to do around here? And he goes, oh. And so he ended up taking them to the strip club.
Oh,
38 Special smashed themselves into his Mazda RX-7.
Here's what I'm going to say. Good story for Pimp Helix, your brother. Good story for your brother.
Yes.
Pathetic story for 38 Special. that's what it is. Your brother, a god on some level.
Yes.
The band, pathetic. Hang it up. It's over.
His pimp hand was once very strong.
I mean, now it's better if he did that with the band, say, the Bangles, and he got like...
The Bangles.
And he brought the...
Actually, they were cute back then.
They were.
Sure they were.
But 38 Special. Again,
the music sucked.
You got to know. Listen, there's a difference between us on stage... and you, the audience.
Oh, right on.
And that always must be maintained, no matter how shitty the gig.
No, it doesn't.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, I agree.
No, I met my friend Paul through hanging out afterwards. And he's up there.
You don't get it because you used to be on stage and now you're not.
Yeah. So I don't get it.
But
why can't we be friends?
We can be friends.
Friendly, not
no,
friends.
No, I'm friendly, not familiar. I'll give you an example. So a girl who I met in Florida, nice girl. Fan became friends. Every time we roll into this town, I go with her, the wife, the kid, to the zoo in town. Became a thing. But I'm not hanging
that's
out.
Rare though. That's,
right, but yeah, I'm not hanging out afterwards, begging people to hang out. She liked the show.
You come off as a hack.
It flourished under social media. She said she wanted to see me again. I said, "Let me get you tickets. I'll get if you getting tickets for fans. Cool to do.
Yeah, right on.
Yes.
Cool to do.
Business. Yeah."
After the show, it has to, unless you're going to get laid, or there's business opportunities, or even you're getting free booze, which I don't partake in any of this stuff. If none of those things are happening, you got to go. Like, I'll drink with them after the show because it's good for the establishment.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're making money on that, I'll do a shot, and then I'm still going.
So pussy, booze, and money is the message here.
Yes.
I get it.
Yes.
Well, for Pip, it'd be...
I'm not giving up any of it.
It'd be cock, booze, and money.
unless that
vibrator was really big, Pip.
This sounds like an awesome night.
The vibrators came with a toolkit.
Oh, my God. and a generator.
You gotta earn your way into hanging out. You don't just get to hang out.
Yeah, straight. That's
that, you don't get. You don't get to celebrate the drummer's birthday that night just because you're the one who liked us.
Yeah, but we'd seen them before. And we met them before.
It's fantastic.
Well, Russ. Well, listen. Like I say, Russ fucking turned on you.
I know.
So,
shitty band.
I'm sorry. I still don't. I still don't buy it.
Sometimes you just go see a shitty band.
No, they're not though.
Hey, I just had to do Breaking Benjamin for my wife. That was rough.
Breaking.
They had a hit.
Oh my
right?
God! They had. Every time I saw metal horns go up in the air, I was like, "Wow!"
For Breaking Benjamin,
these people.
What was their big song?
Fall. My wife's favorite song, "Fallen Angel," or "Angel Falling," "Falling Angel."
I don't know that.
I think it was. Yeah, my wife's a big fan of the band. I actually learned a couple, so this is how cheesy I am of a husband. But she appreciates it. I learned a few of their songs, so I can play them for her.
Yeah, but you're doing that for pussy.
That's nice.
And booze.
Yeah, I mean, there's a method to your mentality.
Yeah. Yeah, she makes drinks for me.
You're making your wife happy.
The other one was a pussy, booze, and money. Marriage costs
money's going to cost you.
Yeah, marriage costs
money. Booze is to make it palatable while you pursue the pussy. That's what you're doing. That's what you're doing. But you're investing in your wife so you can invest in your dick. That's just good business.
Yeah, it is.
That's just smart.
Mutually beneficial.
Yeah. I'm not hanging out for apps. I'm not hanging out for half price apps and a fucking no name band to get some type of rub.
That's not anything about apps. No, if they said apps, we would have gone.
That's where there was going.
Not for mozzarella sticks.
You guys want a bloom and onion? We're not going to finish it.
I'll sign your menu.
Sign your menu. But you guys are going to have to pay for the menu. We didn't get paid for this gig. The founding member wouldn't let us sell t-shirts, so we made no merch.
Mom says I'm paying the electric bill this month.
Oh, all right. God.
So those are celebrity and Pips encounters.
Oh, dicks.
Well, because it wasn't even really a Wynwood encounter. It was the guy who keeps Wynwood oriented. That was your fuck up.
We're going to a diner. Want to come?
No. Well, I said that.
I like direct sound. What do you think?
Oh, no. I was afraid he heard me.
Well, I had the biggest fuck up until the nuclears revealed who the hell they were.
Yeah, it's a shitty band. I'm sorry.
No, you still fucked up bigger.
You're just like judging their music.
Yeah.
You don't even know.
No, based on their behavior, though, you can tell it's a shitty band.
Yeah. Yeah. And people are like, they're kids.
No, they're not. 35. Yeah, I was a
They're kids
father.
To me. I'm old enough to be their mom.
I was a parent.
Yeah.
I had a business.
Yeah.
Do you want to go to breakfast with me?
Ugh.
There was no breakfast. It was a bar.
Or whatever. It was late. Like I said, Denny's and White Castle at that hour.
No. It's in the city.
Hey, I heard there's an Applebee's right around the corner. It's the neighborhood meeting place. Let's go. I think they got pot stickers.
We're talking Lower East Side, you animals.
You're in the village, too?
Yeah.
She wanted to say assholes.
Bowery Electric.
Piss been wounded. She's hurt. We're making fun of her. We're making fun of her 63rd favorite band, and she's not going to stand for it.
Yes.
The guy had a birthday, you heathens. What's wrong with you? Happy fucking birthday, and you ruined it.
Dude, if you live in Manhattan and
you're
in a band,
Kevin's
you have no
feelings.
And that's another thing. What? If it's my birthday and I'm working, which happens a lot, I'm not fucking begging people to hang out with me. If
they weren't begging.
If they do find out, it's my birthday, it's because some other comic said it, and now drinks are getting sent to me while I'm trying to do this goddamn show.
You're buzzing halfway through your act.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's the way I don't need, as much of a whore as I am, I don't need attention that badly. I go to my fucking shitty one-star hotel room and call it a goddamn night.
Nice.
Even when it's a really hot blonde and she wants to go to
Dude,
the strip club with her friend.
God, I salute you for that. Really?
Yeah. Nobody's heard that
really?
Story before.
No.
I'm glad you shared it because that just inspires me.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Gotta go home.
It really does.
I gotta drive. I gotta go. Bye.
And you cried all the way home.
Hey, what are you going to do?
No.
It's the right thing to
Not
do.
Not her,
It
apparently.
Is the right thing to do.
It is the right thing to do.
What bothers me the most when it happens and you're wearing the wedding ring, it's like, wow.
Yeah,
that's an easy
sick.
Thing to turn down because it's like only crazy women fuck married men.
Right.
So
right.
we're not going there.
Right.
Yeah, this bitch will wind up, you know, with a cat nailed to my front door or some shit like
only
that.
Only if you
Absolutely.
Tell her where
the front door
is. Men who go for that, it's like, yeah, you're begging.
Only if you tell her where the front door is.
Really. Oh. Yeah, exactly. Well, no, men, yeah.
No, you don't even have to these days.
When a woman approaches a guy with a wedding ring on, it's like, yeah, the bitch is crazy.
Yeah, that's a bunny boiler
right
there.
This does not end well.
Yeah.
There's no positive end result.
You're not going to ignore me, Dan.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you just
no
go
shit.
Home and watch sports.
Tires slashed, windshield broken. No. Fuck that.
Yeah,
not worth it.
No, not at all.
Unless you know, unless there's people that are 25 years senior and they want to go get something to eat after the show.
Yeah, it's
you could
rough.
Do that. Let's go to the Waffle House.
She just got sucked into a shitty band.
All right, let's take our break. That was.
You now.
Nice. I grow on people like a rash.
I was going to say a tumor, but either way,
it's not the tumor.
All right, on the break, we got new music from Rosala with Turn On the Light and Sophie Griffiths with Holding On. And you can learn more about both them at deucemusic.com. And when we come back, we'll do School of Fools and some other stuff. So don't.